This is Bill Powers with MiningStockEducation.com, and in this video, you will hear the investment philosophy of multi-billionaire Stanley Druckenmiller. After listening to Stanley's approach to investing, we will discuss the characteristics of his high returns approach and why this approach is both fitting and necessary for successful investing in the natural resource sector. Now to Mr. Druckenmiller.
My idea of risk control is a little non-conventional. I like putting all my eggs in one basket and then watching the basket very carefully. I think, I don't know what they teach at Marshall, but at most business schools they teach, I think, a lot of nonsense called risk-adjusted return and diversification.
Ouch.
As a money manager, if you look at a normal portfolio, most people will make 70-80% of money that year on two or three ideas, even though they'll have 30 or 40 things in their portfolio. My concept was to put into those two or three ideas that I had the most conviction in. I was also lucky to travel across asset classes, so I traded commodities, currencies, bonds, and equities, and it gave me the discipline. If I didn't have a good idea in equities, I was happy to have no equities, or the same thing with bonds. So when you have a quiver with a bunch of arrows in it, you can usually find something to put a lot of money into. The only other thing I'd say is too many investors look at the present. The present is already in the price. You have to think out of the box and sort of visualize 18 to 24 months from now what the world is going to be and what securities might trade at. You know, what a company's been earning is it doesn't mean anything. What you have to look at is what people think, what a company's earning, what people think it's going to earn, and if you can see something 2 years, it's going to be entirely different than the conventional wisdom. That's how you make money. My first boss used to say the obvious is obviously wrong. If you invest in conventional wisdom, you're going to lose your butt.
There are at least five key things that we can observe from Mr. Druckenmiller's investment philosophy. These are qualities that anyone can develop and apply in their own investing. After discussing Mr. Druckenmiller's investing traits, we will see how the natural resource sector is the perfect sector to apply this investing approach for high returns. The first quality to observe from Mr. Druckenmiller's approach is that he is self-directed. He chooses his investments, not somebody else. He spends the time to study, research, and observe the markets in order to make the best investments. One could object and say that this is his profession, so of course he is self-directed, but I don't know everything he knows. That may be true, but finance does not need to be your profession or background in order for you to invest successfully. You have the opportunity to learn and grow and be successful if you desire to. In 2012, I was at the home of one of my customers picking up a check after I had completed a project for him. After knocking on the door, the customer invited me in and asked me to sit at the kitchen table with him as he wrote the check. Next to him was an open laptop computer with what appeared to be real-time charting, tracking some sort of market. As he wrote, I asked him what market he was following, to which he responded he was tracking currency futures. Through a series of follow-up questions, I came to learn that this immigrant to America had a vision of investing his way to success. Working on an average man's job, he was able to save up $1,500, with which he then used to begin trading currency futures. Over the next several years, he turned that $1,500 into $1.2 million and paid off his mortgage, something he would have never been able to do by only working his 9-to-5 job. I asked him who taught him how to trade currency futures. He responded by walking me over to a bookshelf in his living room and showing me all of his books on investing and trading that he had read. He had no formal training and no real-life mentor in currency futures, but he had a desire to be successful, so he bought the books, self-taught himself how to make money in trading currency futures. Being a self-directed investor is a matter of determination and willingness. Are you willing to take responsibility for your finances, including your investments? Some take full responsibility for their earnings, savings, and spending, but then completely pass over responsibility for investing what they have earned and saved over to somebody else. But the highest returns will belong to those that take responsibility for their investments and study, learn, and then invest. The second quality of Mr. Druckenmiller is that he is a contrarian investor. He has no problem going against the flow and thinking outside of conventional wisdom. He invests contrary to the herd mentality. Mr. Druckenmiller calls his philosophy unconventional in terms of his approach to risk control, how he concentrates his investment, and where and when he places his investments. He is an independent thinker who is able to come to his own conclusions based off his own knowledge and observations. In this interview, Stanley quoted wisdom from his mentor who said, "The obvious is obviously wrong." Mr. Druckenmiller elaborates on his mentor's saying by warning, "If you invest in conventional wisdom, you are going to lose." But on the contrary, Mr. Druckenmiller's contrarian approach has allowed him to multiply his money greatly over the years. The third investing trait of Stanley Druckenmiller is that he is strategic and focused in where he places his money. When you are a studied, independent thinking, self-directed, contrarian investor, your investments can be strategically focused in the investments you have concluded have the best probability of high returns. Mr. Druckenmiller states, "I like putting all my eggs in one basket and then watching the basket very carefully. At most business schools, they teach a lot of nonsense called risk-adjusted return and diversification. As a money manager, if you look at a normal portfolio, most people will make 70-80% of their money that year on 2-3 ideas, even though they will have 30-40 things in their portfolio. My concept was to put into those 2-3 ideas I have the most conviction in. This approach has worked extremely well for him." The fourth quality seen in Mr. Druckenmiller's investing approach is that he is disciplined. His discipline allows him to be strategic and focused in his investing. He will not invest in a financial product or sector just because he can. He invests because he sees a reason and opportunity to make money in a certain product, currency, or sector. Even though Stanley has a broad range of investment knowledge, he uses it to invest specifically. He says, "I was also lucky to travel across asset classes, so I traded in commodities, currencies, bonds, and equities. And it gave me the discipline, if I did not have a good idea in equities, I was happy to have no equities, or the same thing with bonds." The fifth quality is that Mr. Druckenmiller identifies opportunities through forward thinking. This is a key trait of a contrarian investor. Contrarian investors do not just look at what is, but what will be in the future, and try to find the discrepancies between the price and value of a given asset and thereby make a profit. Stanley's foresight to see where a trend or company is going before others recognize it has produced for him high returns over the years. He says too many investors look at the present. The present is already in the price. You have to think outside of the box and sort of visualize 18 to 24 months from now and what the world is going to be and what securities might be at. What a company has been earning does not mean anything. What you have to look at is what people think it is going to earn, and if you can see something in 2 years that is going to be entirely different than the conventional wisdom, that's how you make money. Stanley Druckenmiller is a self-directed, contrarian investor who is disciplined, strategic, and focused in placing his money in investment opportunities he identifies through forward thinking. This approach has produced outsized gains for him. And while this philosophy can be applied to any potential investment class, it is especially fitting and necessary for natural resource investing. In the natural resource sector, the investor must take personal responsibility for his or her learning and investing to be successful. It is a high risk-reward sector and can either multiply or diminish one's wealth quickly. One must study and evaluate before investing and then monitor closely those investments. It can take up to 2 years or more of study and observation for an investor to fully comprehend the mining industry, learn how to value companies, and understand what affects their share price. Knowledge is the natural resource investor's best asset that does not lose value in a commodity down cycle, but can greatly multiply one's wealth in an up cycle. One cannot be a successful, self-directed natural resource investor without the commensurate study and learning which allows the investor to identify opportunities and value effectively. Due to its cyclical nature, the natural resource sector is the perfect place for the contrarian investor. Commodities go from the extremes of overbought at a cyclical top to overly despised at cyclical bottoms. As the contrarian investor tracks these cycles, he or she is able to identify the overly despised, unloved commodities and then invest in them when they are hated, yet fundamentals demand that price must rise in the future. Outsized, lifestyle-altering gains are made in this manner. Investing in the natural resource sector due to its volatility must be a strategic decision. And once that decision is made, in order to maximize gains in this sector, the investor must be strategic and focused regarding where he or she invests within the sector. While one can simply identify a commodity uptrend and purchase an ETF that tracks the upward trending commodity and make money, the highest returns are reserved for those investors who concentrate their money in management teams and companies that will far exceed the average returns of an upward trending cycle. But in order to reap the benefits of successful strategic and focused commodity investing, the investor must first have acquired the necessary knowledge through their commitment to study and learn. The natural resource investor must be disciplined and patient. He or she must be governed by wisdom, not driven by emotion. The extreme profit potential this sector affords can cause greed in the investor's mind and heart to result in bad decisions regarding where and when they invest their capital. The investor must patiently wait for cyclical bottoms to occur and then invest. The disciplined resource investor will have a rational explanation for every investment decision he or she undertakes. If you cannot rationally explain to someone else the reasons why you are investing in a particular commodity and company at this time, you are probably making an unwise decision. Knowledge allows the investor to identify the difference between price and value. The forward-thinking natural resource investor is able to spot opportunities in specific companies and commodities before the masses try to pile into these assets. This is where fortunes are made. The cyclical nature of the natural resource sector repeatedly presents the investor with these reoccurring opportunities. The key determining factor in whether you will be successful as a natural resource investor is you. Will you devote the time and money necessary to developing yourself so that you can successfully invest? Habitually successful natural resource investor Rick Roll has said that one of the reasons he has made so much money through investing in resource companies is that the caliber of the competition is so low. But for the investor that is willing to learn and invest in themselves so that they can then be equipped to invest in resource companies, the financial returns they experience will truly be amazing. Thank you for listening to this Mining Stock Education podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded investors. Visit us on the web at miningstockeducation.com for more resources on precious metals and natural resource investing. At our website, you can also sign up for our free newsletter for interview transcripts, stock picks, and more. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be considered personal legal or investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities or any other product. We make every effort to be accurate, but the information presented is not to be considered infallible. It may contain errors, and we offer no inferred or explicit warranty. If personal advice is needed, consult a qualified legal, tax, or investment professional. Do not base any investment decision on the information contained on miningstockeducation.com, our podcasts, or videos. Make sure you always conduct your own thorough due diligence before investing. Realize that we may hold equity positions in or be compensated by some of the companies we feature and therefore are biased and hold an obvious conflict of interest. For our full disclaimer, please visit our website.